But the question becomes, what is Shita Sam Mechaber? So we have suggested the Mechaber rejects Mikir Adin, all the Chumras. He doesn't hold the second, like Dayan Tosis and Aflama test. What about Merzik and Mevashel? And he's also not worried about Kali Habishel. Why is he worried about Kali Habishel over here suddenly when it comes to the Dover HaNefe? So the Chora, we have to give the following answer, which we spoke about a little bit already before. That the possibility of Klishenim Vashel is somewhat remote, but it can happen. So there's room to be a Machmir. But nonetheless, there's no reason to be a Machmir if the worst case scenario will not involve an Issur D'oraisa. If the worst case scenario that Klishenim Vashel involves a D'oraisa, we should be machmer across the board, because you never know. Who wants to check a chance on a daraisa? If the worst case scenario does not involve a daraisa, then we can be more make. So what does that depend upon? So we said, quoting from Rabbi Eider, Zichron Leroch, in his Hilchos Shabbos, that it's not just a function of what happens, but it's also a function of darko bekach. If it's not darko bekach, there's no violation of a daraisa. He talks about Bishul Bechama, and he makes an equation to Klisheni. So normally you don't put things in a cliche if you want to heat them or cook them. You put them in a cliche, of course, that's normal. However, when it comes to divrei mafe, things which are baked, they've already been baked, it's not often that we place them into a cliche. Dunkin' Donuts, Rabosai. Dunkin' Donuts, you don't dunk the donut into a cliche. At least not that I know about. You dunk it into a cliche, into your coffee mug, or whatever else you happen to dunk it into. So, you can't say that that's an abnormal act. That's a very normal act. The most normal way to dunk a donut is into a cliché. There is a possibility of a daraisa. The possibility of a daraisa exists. It's darko bekach. We're machmer across the board not to put a baked item into a cliché, called the mechaber. With any other food, all other foods, maybe, even if the worst case scenario, the cliché will be mevashel, it's kali abishel, nonetheless, it's not darko bekach. There's no possibility of a daraisa. Because other foods, if you want to cook them, you put them into a klirish. Fine. We had mentioned that tavlin is an exception. Tavlin is mefurish din in the Gemara, Mishnah, that tavlin is okay in a klishen. And the question becomes, what's so special about tavlin? There's something else which is an exception, which is mayim, water. Water is a mefurish in the Gemara Daf Mem Beis and Aleph Mutar B'Klishen. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit and see what it has, where it says this. In Sif Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Ches, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, please. You can get in the regular Shulchan Aruch, which is page 150 and 151, or the Mishnah Berurah is later. The Mechaber, these two sifim, talks about putting water to heat it up as long as the shaloya beklirishin, and Yud Gimel is even more beferish. But the litan kitla shalmayim or shalmashkim beklisheni sheyesh bo chamin, but beklirishin is also a mafurash of dinah shulchan aruch. Klisheni is mutter based on the Gemara Daf Mem Beis, which discussed in the context of water, you're permitted to put water, cold water, to a klisheni which is filled with hot water. Mefurish Gemara Daf Mem Beis. Fine. All this is very nice. But then mefurish. What about Shar Mashkin? I'd like to show you an interesting Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, please. Shmir Shabbos can be found over here. Let's see if we can find this. Page 85 in this source sheet. Just got to turn it around. Okay, 85, first column. He's machmer the klisheni. Yotzim and aklal. On top, this is a two-line paragraph. Mayim v'ashemen v'atavlin. She'osam mutal litan b'klisheni gam sheinem v'vushol. Mefurish Gemara is quoted. Mefurish, black on white. Footnote Kuf Nun Aleph. Shinit Ches and Shar Tzir. Ulinian Shar Mashkim. Ein Shulchan Aruch HaRav Shemekel. Ein Mishnah Brura, who says what? You can put May Tamtis Elo, the T-Sense, the Toch Kliza Gufa, the Davalach Shenit Stanein, it was already heated and now it's cooled down. Mutal Ditna Besoch Klishevi Roseach. So what do you say? What kind of status does it have? It's the status of Shar Mashkin. It's not considered to be water. And that's why it's only Mutal Mavushal. Why do they say double action? It's Danish. It said even if it's Sona from the beginning. Mikan Raya, Shah Mishnah Brura Machmir, Gabisha Mashkin. That's all. He's only making the Rabosai. Shah Mashkin, which were cooked and then cooled down. But water, he's making, as the Gemara says, even if it was never cooked. For the very first time, the water goes into a cliche. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Al the Chocha Mechad Heili, Shin Yud Ches If Yud Gimel, the Muchak Shom Kedash Shulchan Aruch HaRav Lekula. What do you mean? We just read it. We read it 2 minutes ago. You can put Shar Mashkin into a Kli Sheni, black and white. Mefurash and Mechaber. Bein Lechalek Bein Heichi Shinim Tzov Mashkin Betoch Kli LeBein Mashkin Shem Arba Sam Lekli Sheni Duchah Metzvei. And Sif Yud Gimel is put it into a bottle. Other cases, he's putting the cold directly into the heart. No. The Zeino. Sherei kol ha-din shel sharatzi and anal. The shemen lo mizbashel b'klisheni. Where'd he get it from? Nilma b'shabas hafem ha-mibayz. Tul b'klisheni v'tein. B'shom ha-shemen nitzah b'soch ha-kli. U'ma'efo ha-rayashu maybe. Must be, says the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, that the distinction is not between whether it's in a bottle or it's just poured directly into the hot water. In both cases, he's assuming that the Shar Mashkin, according to the Mechaber, is Mutter, was against the Mishnah Brura, and like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. This is the horror of the Chocha Mechot. Everyone with me so far? Got it? Let's chazer again. We're Machmet Klisheni, and yet there are exceptions. Tavlin, and Mayim, and Shar Mashkin, Mogad Avraham's, the Mishnah Brura said no, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said yes, and the Chacham Mecha has the Mefurash and Mechaber to prove the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is correct. In my opinion, it doesn't prove anything. I'll tell you why. The rise from the Mechaber. As we mentioned a few moments ago, the Mechaber is makel by Klisheni across the board. Everything is mutter by Klisheni, with the sole exception of bread or baked goods, for reasons which we gave earlier. Everything else is mutter by Klisheni. So of course, Shah Mashkin is going to be mutter. The whole machlok is between the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Aliba the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham is Machmir Klisheni across the board. Just a few exceptions, Tavlin Mayim. The question is Shah Mashkin also an exception? Give me a raya to that issue for bringing the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds Klisheni mutter for everything. So therefore this raya is less than conclusive. Okay, but we'll see soon as we go through today's Shia who we think is really right in the Shaila, and maybe we'll make some kind of a compromise. Okay. This issue which the Shmir Shabbos brings up of having a distinction or no distinction between if it's in the bottle or it's just loose, the Mashah, the Flamatest, makes that distinction explicitly. He's bothered by the following question. Tosis says it's a Mechzik Mevashel. What about you put shemen in the klisheni? How can it be? So the Maharsha said, no. It's only Mechzik Mevashel, you put it loose into the liquid of klisheni. If you put it in a bottle, it's not Mechzik Mevashel. That's what he said. As far as Bishul proper, there shouldn't really be much of a difference. And the reason why there's no Mechzik Mevashel in a bottle, according to the Maharsha, because you don't normally do it that way. If it's in a bottle, you usually put it on both sides in a kli rishon without a bottle. So now it's a kli sheni with a bottle. It's twice removed from the original. So therefore it's too far removed to make a chum of nirikam avashim. That's what the Sefer Orchot Shabbos suggests. Okay. Anyway, the Mishnah Brura himself, who's a machmir, Rabosai is a machmir. You cannot put Shar Mashkim into a klisheni. Is silent when it gets to the mechaber. The mechaber says you may. The Mishnah should have jumped up and down. That's only the mechaber l'shitas. We follow the Maman Avraham. We have to be more machmir. Absolute silence. Zero. So how can it be? How can it be? So apparently he makes a distinction about in a bottle and not in a bottle. That in a bottle it's mutter. Without a bottle, the Mishnah Berurah is gonna have to say it's also l'shitaso. So this bottle that the Shmir Shah sort of make blows it away because it's not a raya, whatever. It doesn't matter. There are all poskim who seem to accept this distinction whether it's a bottle or no bottle. We spoke at the end of last year about coffee and tea. The Mechadish, thanks to the Talmid of Chiddush Gadol, that you get the instant tea. It's really iced tea, which I confirmed in my house. And you have instant coffee, although it's made to be made hot, but it can also be made, we have Adas from someone in the Shia, can be made for iced coffee too. That's very relevant to answer the question we have at the Aruch HaShulchan, which we spoke about. But what about, Rabosai, the din of tea? Coffee and tea, what's the din? So tea bags are not pre-cooked, and there's coffee that's not pre-cooked sometimes. Is it mutter in a klisheni, or is it rasa in a klisheni? So let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Sefer of Hilchos Shabbos by Rabbi Eider on page 74. Let's discuss this question. Halacha l'maisa. Whoops. Must be some. It says here 74, Hilchos Shabbos, but I'm looking at some kind of a different source. Who can ask him to help me out? It's a typo. So what's? I think maybe it's here. Let's go slow. Maybe it's 90 or something. 90. 91. Let's correct it for next time. 91 instead of 74. So 91, he writes on top that you may place only seasonings, cinnamon, ginger. So, footnote Nunhei, he says, Ramosha Feish has a tshuva. Toma l'orach ha-shulchan Mishnah Berurah shemachmirin be-kafe v'chadama be-klisheni v'ra'ein b'chal tavlin. Tavlin! Tavlin is mutter be-klisheni. So why are these posts being machmir by coffee? So he gives two answers. The first answer is yesh b'tavlin kale ha-bishul l'fichach achmir be-kafe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, that the old days the tavlin was a thick root of some spice that's not going to be cooked very easily in a kli sheni. Today it's granulated, small, tiny little particles which are surrounded completely by water and they dissolve. It can be cooked into a kli sheni. So it's a possibility of kali bush. That's answer number one. Answer number two, v'od. The line touches the word v'od. Afi neimah d'lo rak t'ein mirzikim b'vashal b'tavlin. El she'en mispashem b'klal, ha'ine mishum d'kimlu l'chazal. No, it's the same. The tavlin is manayim enum kali abishul. Echateisit gam yesh, dova shu ochel bezmanam. Not the tavlin is b'chal edes chazal. Fine. V'yot. Here's what I meant. The second v'yot. There's so many v'yots. Tavlin hu dova shemosifin l'dvar ochel. Aval kafe hu dova hu dvar ochel ho'ikori ha'mevasem ha'mayim. Here it is, that the reason why a spice is mutter and it's not nirek mevashel, because it's only secondary ingredient. You're cooking chicken. Someone throws in a little bit of spice, it's garnished. But here when you put in the tea or the coffee, that's the only ingredient in the water. There's nothing else. It's nirek mevashel. So says Rabbi Eider over here on page 91, in footnote, Nun Hey. Where did he get it from? So, presumably, he got it from the Tosfos. He read the Tosfos that way, which is, we'll see soon, questionable. Daf Lamed Tes Amar Aleph, that's page 5. Page 5. Tosva says, Tavla is unique. Tosva's call towards the end. Tavla is different. Why? There's no Merzik of Mevashel. Why not? Shenasuyin the Matik as Hakdeira, v'lo Merzik of Mevashel. He understood it presumably to mean it's only a secondary ingredient, as opposed to coffee and tea, which is the primary ingredient. That's presumably how Rabbi Eider Zatzal understood the Tosis, and he came up with that idea that tea and coffee are more chomer, because tea and coffee, Rabbi Osai, are the primary ingredient. In the Sefer Or Zerua, there's a different read within Shitas HaTosis. I'm not sure if the Or Zerua is here anywhere. I'm looking for it quickly, not finding it. But the rule can be found in Siman Zayin, and he adds as follows: Shereyeh shenosin tavlin gaba mashka kar for luchain and anirik of avash. Reminiscent of last week's year at the end. If you use it for cold, you can't say it's anirik of avash. Wow, you don't want to cook the tavlin. Tavlin can achieve the same result even without any heat. You put a spice in, it makes the whole food taste spicy, even in the absence of heat. Give an example. A tea bag. You want to cook the tea bag? You throw the tea bag into the garbage. You're not cooking the tea bag. Huh? So even if you're not going to throw it into the garbage, you can't say that you're necessarily trying to cook it, because it can give its flavor even in the absence of any heat. This being the case, we go back to the machlokes between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Mishnah Brura. The question is, when you put water into a kli sheni, what is it? You're not heating the water; you're cooling the other liquid. We all know people put water to cool it down because it's too hot to consume right now. So you add water not to heat the water; you add water to cool down the drink, which is presumably permissible. It's not the Rekha Mavash. What about Shar Mashkin? The Mishnah Brewer says, it looks like you're making the Shar Mashkin hot. And the Rebbe says, no, you're making the hot water cold. And I say, it may depend on what you're adding to what. When people put milk into their coffee, the most common case, I don't drink any coffee, so I can't give any of my Venus. But for people who I know who are coffee drinkers, it seems to me, when you put milk in the coffee, what's the pshat? Are you heating up the milk or cooling down the coffee? No? Yeah, sweetie, but it's also cooling down. I know people, they add an amount of milk, not so much based on the flavor quotient, but upon the heat quotient. I've seen that many, oh, it's too hot, every more milk. Emes? I don't drink milk. Okay. So therefore, we can argue that you put milk, it's considered cooling it down, aside from the flavor, and we can be more makel. Okay, it's just... Okay, but now we get to the biggest problem of the day, which is mayim, the water in a kli sheni. So water in a kli sheni is mefurash gemara that it's mutter. The question becomes, how in heaven's name is the mutter? What is going on over here? How can it possibly be mutter? It's such a shvera vort. So we're going to see this is an interesting problem. It's raised by the Gdolim. Turn to page 95 and see if we can find it there, this question. Okay, so in 95 he says beferish beforeish din in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, klisheni is not capable of cooking. He puts it in brackets, and therefore you're allowed to put water, cold water, into hot water into a klisheni. Very nice. Footnote Tof Nun Tes. He quotes the following question. So look at this, about the 10th line. Keva she has a lettuce bow, lachashinis arvu, finasa watson and mchamin, she has a lettuce bow, havikim avasha batol the sa'ur. The Rashba talks about it. The Rashba zal. What did the Rashba say? Vafilu hayo amayim, yats a lettuce bow, lachashinis arvu, tsonan, the sochan. This line is the most incredible line. Listen to this line. Eino machmas atsonan sheshovu lios yats a lettuce bow. Elamach Maser Rishonim Shalonet Stanadu Adka. Huh? When you put cold water into hot water in a klisheni, and the sum total is boiled, it's very, very hot, don't think that the cold water became hot. No. Just the hot water didn't become cold. Huh? Anyone ever go to college here? This can't be. It's an impossibility. You don't go to college. Yesh bila, it's a Gemara. All the liquids get mixed in together. You can't have one heat. They're all the same temperature. It's obvious that the cold water is now 100 and something degrees, whatever the sum total of all this liquid that mixed in it is. And therefore, there should be an Isser of Bishul. What's he talking about? So, look a little bit further. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Hey, the Tila David asked the question already. What does that mean? I'll give you my own personal experience. When my little babies were very young, I was put in charge on Shabbos morning to take care of them. So my wife gets a little bit sleep. It was on Hilchot Shabbos. One of Hilchot Shabbos is your wife should sleep late a little bit when you're home. You take care of the kids until you have to go to shul. Okay? Psak! Hilchot Shabbos. Okay? So I followed my own psak. But the kids had to have their milk. So they had to have a bottle. Oh, but the bottle had to be warm. How do we do it? Put the bottle, took this thing out of the refrigerator, put it into a bottle, had a klisheni, because we had some water, say, in the urn, put it into a klisheni, it's a klisheni, and we put the milk is already pasteurized, so it's already pre-cooked, so we passed an halacha. The klisheni, even if it's double lakshin, it's bashal kvar, it's mutter. So, psak la halacha. That's what I did. Plus, I had no intention of getting it too hot. Yeah, are you kidding? It's the baby kid I've got to let us go. Chas v'sholem. Supposed to put it there for a few minutes to take the chill out. And when it's lukewarm, give it to them. So, my wife always warned me, before you ever put this into a baby's mouth, take it and put it on your wrist. Otherwise, chlila v'chas, what you can do. Sure enough, one Shabbos morning, I was, must have known a shver tosfus. It took a little longer, and I went to the back to the kitchen sink. I took it. Oh, so I'm going to tell you, Edus Nemona, that a kli sheni can make a liquid in a bottle. Yad so let us both. I'm telling you, I'm saying Edus. So how can it be mut? Shlomo Zalman said Edus himself. I'm giving you Edus myself for my tale of woe to me. Look at the answers. Fantastic answer. Amazing answer. The last, it's on page 95, the last 7 lines. He bases himself on a Tosfos Mem and base that he quoted earlier. The Kli Rishon came as a Dof, we saw this, I think, last time. Came as a Dof, Nosef Chamin, Mosef Chom. Omi Amagzik Chom, Osman Merubah. The Fichach Royal of Ashel, Vederach Bishol Bekach. Masha Enken, Kli Sheni, Keva and Shaholech, Umiskarer, Ein derech levashabo, rak levashabo. And look at the next line. Ein o derech is better than a plain shinui, which is ostim of the rabbonim. And he mentions the example of Bishul B'chama. So we mentioned this already a couple of weeks ago. He's introducing the possibility that the fact that it's ein daka b'kak is a very, very important svara l'hokim. So here, this is what he's saying. If I want to heat up water, I'm not going to put it into a klisheni. I'll put it into a klirishin and put on the fire directly. The fact that I'm putting the water into a klisheni is an ein derech bishul bekach. So the worst case scenario, it becomes that's a lettuce bowl. There's no iser d'oraisa. If the chazal will make it below plug, since with d'oraisa there's no possibility of any iser, they're make it to put water, maybe even sharmashkim, into a klisheni. Period. Not because the physically speaking, it cannot reach out to the lettuce bowl. So it's just going to heat up it won't cool down the hot, but the hot's not going to cool down the cold. We'll heat up the cold. That's ridiculous. Scientifically ridiculous. They both are going to have impact upon each other. The hot will get much colder and the cold will get much hotter. That's by definition that way, scientifically. What it really means is it's not the normal way to heat up cold liquids that way. You put them in a klirishin, not in a klisheni. And I believe that we can read the Rashba that way. Let's read the Rashba together. The Rashba says, I'm reading from the same page, 95, halfway down the lines. Now that's the total of Yatzel Letterspo. Eino machmas atzonon sheshavu lios yatzal erzbo, elo machmas harishonim shalon etzdaninim. What it means is as follows. He has no intention of heating the cold up to be so hot. He would have used a klirishon. He just wants to make it sort of lukewarm. He's trying to cool down the hot stuff. And in worst case scenario, that's going to hit Yatzel Edesbo. He wants the mixture should not hit Yatzel Edesbo. In case it happens to do it, there's no Darais involved. I want to read the Rashba a little bit strained. To me, that doesn't mean physically. Physically, it doesn't make any sense scientifically. Well, explaining from the perspective, intentionally, what is his intention? And since he intends to use this mixture, and if it's Yatzel Edesbo, it's too hot to use, so he intends that the mixture should be at the end of the day less than Yatzel Edesbo. And in case he goofed and made it too hot, and daga bakacha this one. That's my pshat in this Rashi. Right, maybe a little bit of a stretch. That's the best pshat that I can come up with. Okay, this is based on what Rabbi Eider is saying. Fine. This being the case, in my opinion, T is usin cliche. Because T, it's extraordinarily normal to make it into a cliche. Not only that, I think it's also in a klishlish. If you look in the original source, the Urayim, that asks his klisheni, he has a klishlishi too. Unfortunately, the Mordechai didn't quote that line, so no one knows about it. It's the best kept secret. So, Mefurish in the Urayim, but he quotes the Urayim. We saw that, he just didn't quote the whole thing. So it seems to me, depends on what's normal. Tea is often made in klishlishi. I can tell you that myself. I don't drink tea, but I see it. They come to a catering hall, and they have this gleaming silver pitcher, which obviously was not on the fire, it's a cliche. Then they pour it into your beautiful, shiny cup. And then they put the tea bag into it afterwards. That's Mamash a cliche. You can't tell me it's not normal. So therefore, I'm against a tea bag, even in a cliche. I'm sorry to make sorrows to people, but that's my view. I read it was Mata view that the instant tea doesn't taste so good, but I think it's mut. We were able to recover from that Aruch HaShulch, Baruch Hashem. So that's the way, if you ask me. Or what we call the tea essence, which is a bit more complicated. Fine. Interestingly, the Urayim, when he said his Chumra, which again you don't have in front of you, because the Urayim is not quoted in total by the Mordechai, he says, Bishl doesn't depend upon Rishon or Sheni. Depends on what it is. If it's Rach, it's Klisheni. If it's kosher, not even a kli rishon. And there's some things which are in between. Rishon, yes. Sheni, no. Depends on how soft. That's why the mechav is machal by bakers, because they're very, very soft. Therefore, says the Reim, you shouldn't put even into a kli shlishi. We're not bekiyim bedover. We don't know what's rach, what's kosher, what's vashon, what's bad. We don't know. Here you see a raya from the Mogen Avraham, a machal to everything. And for those who say kli shlishi is exactly the same as kli sheni. Chaz nishpas is this way. The Mishnah Berurah has a more liberal view with respect to Kli Shlish. Now we can discuss Rabosai back to the Machlokos Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Berurah. We spoke about it earlier, Rabosai, from the perspective of Nirik and Mevashel, right? Looks like the milk looks like it's cooling off the coffee instead of vice versa. What about from the perspective of Kali Abishal? The Magen Avraham is Machmir because there's some food that is dark and Mevashel, the Kli Shenim. We're not Bekim. So we're not Bekim. We have to be Machmir. But Mashkim? I never heard of making mashkim in a cliche. Mashkim, you want to heat up, you're always doing it in a klirishon. So therefore, the out there, Rebbe says the Magen Avraham would be make. The Mishnah Berurah says no. By Shah mashkim, you never know. Maybe there's a low plug or something. A low plug. It's interesting, that Rashba, that's the source of this whole thing, is page 43. See what he says in its original form. The Rashba says, it's bracketed. He says, "Hold the klisheni yud la'olam muta shein abol ele de hefsher. Vafilo yomayvishay gatz letus ban achash nesav butzonin nesochon. Eino machmas atzonin in shovel lios yatzaletus. Ele machmas that we show to understand, which we explain to me in terms of his kavana and not in terms of his of the reality. That's why I would want to understand it. Now, the Rashba is in another line." Which he talks about an ambati. An ambati were very machmer. The Gemara has in Mefurash, ambati is more strict than is a seifel. And he talks about it over here, on this page, and on the previous page, discusses this issue. And he has a line over here, I think you can probably find it somewhere, about an Ambati. If we can find it. It's a bath, a very hot bath. If I can find it. Here's another important line. The top line of page 42, column 2. He says, Ein adam shos acham en gemurim el poshim. We spoke about this this last time. And somewhere in talking about Abati, he says, right, talks about Abati a few places. The one I'm looking for is Abati is always very, very hot. Somebody says Abati is it's not finding right now. Yeah, here it is. Right above the bracketed line, 43 column 1. Aval Abati, five lines up from that. Shomdun the Rechitza, Mechamimen Harbe. Hilkach Tzonen the Tzokamen, also the Olam. Why? She'i Evsher, Lovol the Hevsher, Elali Dei Bishop. That's the one I'm looking for. Okay? That Ambati wa Mo Machmir. What does that mean? The way I'm saying it means, Dabka Bekach. The normal way is to make an Ambati in a cliche because you're making your bath very, very hot. Since that's the normal way. Aye, the Rashba says, you don't normally do rechitza in yatsa lettuce by water. Here he says your person doesn't drink water, which is yatsa lettuce bow. But he also says somewhere or other that a person doesn't go into a bath, which is yatsa lettuce bow. I'm not finding that right now. I can find it somewhere in these pages. It says the same thing. But I get the impression what happens is that what people do nowadays, they make the bath very, very hot, and then they mix it with cold water. But it starts off as being very hot. So that's the reason that people use it to make very, very hot water, even in Klisheni. That's why, presumably, it would not be allowed. It's a function of Daka Bekach. Again, Rabbi Ayada said it on his own. I'm saying Pshat in the Rashi. That's what I think. Okay? Now, Rabbi Osai, I have one more topic to discuss with you. That's a complex topic, and we're not going to be able to finish it completely. The topic of Iwui. Before we get to Iwui, this is a little bit, maybe more than Iwui. It's what's called over here, Nismale Miklirishin Sha'al Aish. This is it relates to the same sukkah. On both sides, we really should look in the Gemara to refresh our memories on the Gemara. This is going to lead us to the final discussion of the topic of Bishul, because next we have to start the new topics of Shia and Achzara. We have no alternative. On page 6, I want to turn to page 6. I'm a Furish Gemara. A story, what a beautiful story. It's about the 10th wide line on page Mem Beis, page 6. Pamaras nechnasti acharebi lebeis hamerchutz. Uvikashi laniach lo pach shel shemen ba'ambati. V'amali, tul b'klisheni v'tein. Shemayim en atlas. Shemayim en Hashem yesh b'mashem bishul. Shemayim en klisheni en amavashem. Efshere de bishul. Fine. Good. What's the story over here? Rashi. Nechnasti b'shabas v'cham etveria. Ba'ambati. Kon brecha asuyo b'karka. Shamayim nechnosim shom v'nesof. Who's ever been in Chamei Tveria? Who's been in Chamei Tveria? Only one person in Chamei Tveria. What does it look like? I don't know if I've ever been there. Hot springs, right?
Yeah.
So the water comes out of a source, right? And then what happens?
Mixes with chlorine water, I think.
Whoa. That's a modern thing. So you get an impression from Rashi that the water would come out of this underground source, slither across the ground, and end up in a hole in the ground, which was used to gather the water. Would be kashis as Rashi. Laniach shem pach shem in the hafshel asuch heman akon marachitza. Tumen amayim, bichli sheni, שיצטנו מעט הקלישני למבשל, ואחר כך תן הפך לסוף אוסו קלישני. תחם באתי שהחמן נמשוך לו מן המיין, חושב לו ככלי ראשון שנתחו בו. שאף הפי שהעבירו מעל האור, מבשל. וואו. Wow, the water in this hole in the ground, where it's reached by being by slithering along the ground, is considered to be a kli rishon. Why? This hole was never directly on the fire; it's a few feet away. So why is this water in this hole in the ground given the status of a kli rishon? It's a very serious question. Why? Why should it be a kli rishon? Anyone have a guess? Why should this be considered a cliche? I would consider it a cliche.
It's heated from the source. We say today scientifically from the magma and everything from the ground, but I think
we call it geothermic heat. That's right. I'm not sure if the right source scientifically. Is it the right term?
That's what I was thinking. I forgot the word.
Right. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a scientist. Yeah, that's true. But after all, there is a... How should I say it? There is a gap between the area where the water comes out of the ground and this place where the water gathers, you know, I don't know, 5 feet, 10 feet away. What do you say, Pshat? Yes?
I understand because it's still attached. The attachment's still there.
Still attached. I like that very good. How old that's emes? Because it's still attached. That's why. But if the attachment would break, presumably would not have a status of kli rishon. Why is that relevant? Who knows why it's relevant?
Because of the
connection
in Eure.
Right, but what am I talking about? Everyone's house has this nowadays. What am I talking about?
Pipes.
An urn. Our urns are the equivalent of this situation. Now, in the olden days, what did you have? You had a kettle. Does anyone have a kettle in this house anymore? Those kettles are dinosaurs. A kettle and it whistles and it got some mice. Chinik, hakta chinik. That's it. So you had a kettle, you picked it up. Now you pour it in. So the cup is a cliche. Here, it's the urn. When it empties from the urn to the cup, the urn never left its clearation status because the coils are underneath the urn. So it's very comparable to the situation of the Gemara, of Memon Beis. The Chaznish is quoted as saying, as the status of a kli rishon, that for us is a disaster. Where's the Chaznish? I think it's quoted over here somewhere in the Mara Mekomis. I guess I quoted from the Shemir Shabbos. He quotes it. Page 82 and 83. I've also turned to 82 and 83. You'll see it. Oh, it's footnote Kuf Chav Beis. He says if the water is going through pipes, but it's still like these urns, there's a chashash kli rishon. Kuf Chav Beis Kemasha Berashi, the Rashi we just saw. Kozman she'aish o chashmal dlukim duim yedah bati d'chame tveria. Hatzinoras mekabim sham shem shel kli rishon shem chiburam leish. It's connected. Shem chazanish. He says they're not kind of a case. They give a kli rishon. Why? Because b'shash shvichosam the last five lines mechubal the kli rishon amal leish, and it retains it even afterwards. Parentheses chazanish is against the mefurish of din shulchan aruch. Why? Kiluach mikdera rosacha shalach al kidera tzones flanistic al kiluach. Tesh iri din iri olaf. You're a dead tzadi bezayim. And what's the case over there? Ah, says kidei klipa. Like iri, it's a psak, a compromised psak. Kod the chazanish, we should ask the bekulo. So he's not happy with the chazanish for this reason. What do you want for the poor chazanish? He quotes him before Shirashi. Maybe not! Maybe in Chamei Tveri Rabosu, it's still connected. The water is still going along the ground. As opposed to a case where the water is, the connection is severed, then maybe we should agree that no longer has the status of a Kli Rishon. Or maybe the ground is hot, in Tveria. It's not hot in the case that we're describing over here. So therefore, for one of these reasons, we assume the Chazon Ish is not correct. Why? Because Rav Neubert said it's against the Mefurish and Inshul Benoch and Yaradeya. And this kind of a case is not considered to be of a status of a Klirish. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Right, so this is the issue of the urns, a very important issue which we have to contend with. The urns. So now, what is the status of a Iru Miklirish? What kind of status does it have? So that's the Mefurish HaTosfos on Mem Beis Amid Beis, page 8. Just to get a little bit of a background. Page 8. Big Tosfos. So, Rabbeinu Shmuel brings a raya in the first narrow line, the Iris Kikli Shein. Tato Govar. You learn, guys learned Yeredeya, you know that, Tato Govar. Right? The heat rises, what's on the bottom is cold, it cools off, what's on top of it? And the Ri says, Iris Kikli Rishon. Second view. The middle view, Tosis compromise. It's right in the middle of Tosis where it says Masnisen in the middle, just make a right turn, you'll see. V'nira de Irui Lohavi Kikli Rishon Lo Kikli Sheini. Elamavashuk de klipa. We pass like Shmuel Tatogovar Psochamayan Vov. There it says Mavashuk de klipa. What does it say over there? Ademeka lebola. See it too? Mavashuk de klipa. This is how we pass on the halacha, the in-between view. Here is not klipish and mamash to Mavashuk bekulo. It's not klishen and mamash, not Mavashuk at all. It's in between. It's Mavashuk de klipa. So we pass on the halacha lemaisa, presumably like the middle day of Tosfos. Okay. On this basis, the Shemir Shabbos, you know, goes all the way with it. He said, you know, I'm going to be Mekel, like the middle day. Where can we find the Shemir Shabbos? Hold on a second. I'm getting my Makaros. Page 84. Look at page 84, please. Halacha Lemaisa. Page 84. Here it is. He writes on the very top of column 2, Mutal liten bakbuk ha-mechel cholav v'tol chlirek v'laras l'mayim roslim. Afilim mit klirishin, v'yalachamim es ha-cholav. Why? Kuf lamates on the bottom. Ki ha-iwui eina mevashel ala kadei klipa, v'ha-bakbuk omeid b'mokom ha-kadei klipa. The bottle itself is a kadei klipa. I'd be afraid to follow this psak. In Yoredeya, what's the worst case it can be at the Rabbonon? So therefore, Mekel, like the Rov Poskim, that Iwi is no more than a Kadei Klip. But when it comes to the Shabbos HaChamuris, I'd be worried about the Shita that maybe Iwi is Mevashel Bekulo. I wouldn't do this. I tell you what I did. I put the baby bottle into the Klisheni. I wouldn't pour the hot water over the baby bottle, even though they're in the Shemir Shabbos is Mekel. I'd be more nervous. I'm afraid of that Shita. I hold that Iwi is Mevashel Bekulo. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. Just letting you know. Now let's take a look at both sides in the Mishnah Brura in Siv Cotton Ayin Dalit. Everyone have the place? Mishnah Brura, Siv Cotton Ayin Dalit, please. It's on page 184 on the bottom. Mechaber has a Siv Yud. Also, Litain Tavlin Bekorah Velara Saleh Mikli Rish Avada. Yiris Mavasha Kadei Klipa. That's the Mishnah Brura Ayin Dalit. The after Tavlin Ein Mitzvashel, page 185. Bikli Sheini Ukanal Mikol Makom Or Iru Yimikli Rishon Kaimalon Du Mavasha Kadei Klipa. Okay. I feel the B'di'evet Asim Yer Lehed Yoleim Shalom Nitzach HaKiluach. That's a Shaila B'di'evet. Because the Rashbam says that Iru is Kikli Sheini, we have a general principle called the most, that you do something which is a suffix, whether it's an Issa Daraisa or not, which should be make about that there's no Issa of Maisa Shabbos. But okay, for whatever reason, this is what the Mishnah Brura says over here in Shin Yud Ches of Katan Ayin Dalit, according to Magen Avraham. If you look in the very beginning of Shin Yud Ches, in the Mishnah Brura, the very, very first one, Aleph Obeys, he makes reference to this, Magen Avraham, and these sort of as a question. It's on page 177, because it's not a topic for now, just very briefly. it's the sixth wide line. Kol shesh savik plukta b'zeh yavi b'chol bishul alo o b'sham alachas k'agavna ein lesa b'diyevin to call the Yisrael Rak with the Rabbanah should consume Sveg Rabbanah Lekula parentheses Prima Gadim Mogan Avram Ayin b'sivkot lam b'beis means the Mogan Avram that's all Mogan Avram v'tzarech iyan k'tas why should Iwi be a problem it's a machlokas Rishonim some say it's klisheni alright that's a question some say Iwi is we don't pass it that they are klisheni Shverevot okay anyway what did the Mishnah Berurah add in over here a few amazing things he said what im ira lehedja alayan shalom nifsaka kiluach if you pour directly on it but if the kiluach is stopped I pour a drip and before that drip hits the bottom it stopped on top iwi if you look at Rodea iwi shenifsaka kiluach is not mavash so it's no problem good but what happens to something which is called iwi shenizchal I'm not sure if you know what iwi shenizchal is in other words it doesn't go the flow itself, Rabosai, is uninterrupted, but it pours along a particular surface. So turn to page 148, please. 148. The Shulchan Aruch with a Biki Vegan. Also, lit and tablin the car of the last lemmikli rishon. Says a bekiveger, be isa behet the cloud sadi lamed aleph sivkot chof kosav skav aleph kosav. The ain isra ella laaros alach tablin atzma, avol lishpoch betzidon lo. And look at prima gadim yoredeya. What does that mean? She's going to pour along the cup, and the water will slide down and bang into the. Tavlin, that's what. So, pill they play, wash it be what? What do you wash it be what? You kind of affairs you did in Yeredeya, that it's mutter. So, if you look carefully in the Yeredeya, you'll see what the following are both saying. This kula comes from the Isser Vehet. It says Isser Vehet. Isser Vehet holds fundamentally like the Rashbam. Iwis Kekli Shem. His machmer lechatchila, if you pour directly over it. If it slides along the sides, then he would never machmer lechatchila. Because he goes fundamentally with the Rashbam as the Yisrael Vehetter does. But we don't hold that way. We are worried about a real honest to goodness bishul when it comes to Irui. So therefore there's no way that we should be able to rely upon this kula of Rabbi Kivegin. It's coming from the Yisrael Vehetter, and we don't pass on the Yisrael Vehetter. This is a big problem, Rabbi Kiva. I don't know. I wouldn't follow Rabbi Kiva. I feel bad saying such a thing. I think he should not rely on Rabbi Kiva. He's basing himself on the Rashbam, and we don't follow the Rashbam. So therefore, it seems to me that this psak is certainly problematic. I wouldn't use such a thing. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they fundamentally different because you have Thomas Bakaro's body, this word
Nizo? Right. We paskin an Iwish and Ischal al Gabe Kirat Sonenes has a status of Kli Rishon. Iwish and Kli Rishon. Even though it banged into the cold surface. Remember, most poskim assume that the ground in Tveria is cold. Danny, you were there. Is it hot? The ground is hot in Tveria? You don't remember.
The ground outside.
The ground. The ground is, in other words, here's the water coming up. It gathers, I mean, it doesn't do that anymore. It used to gather 20 feet down, and the ground itself, how hot is it? Many people say it's not hot. So that would be arriving at all stars on a cold surface. It's still status of the wish. At least while it's connected. We think once it's severed, it's not. But in any event, these are serious issues, Rabbi. So I wouldn't rely upon this Rabbi Kivega. It's a Bechlala Kasha. We've spent a long time, but we don't have that time right now, about the status of this Irui. There are a number of issues. One, the status of Irui, when it's coming from a source which is on the fire at the time that the water spills over. That's the urn question. That's the case of a spillover which can exist in the Yoredeya. What kind of halakhic status does it have? And the whole Irui Shenischal is also an interesting question. What kind of status does it have? And the Achrona have a number of different answers to this question. My humble opinion is to be machmir, that once that the whatever's coming and sliding off while it's going has a chumrah of irui kikli rishon, even if it's sliding on a cold surface. Rabosai, that's while it's running uninterruptedly. Then and only then do I think we have to be machmir. But even this chumrah has its limits. We mentioned before the Issa V'Heter. I'm sure we have an Issa V'Heter on our Ma'ar Makomos. I don't think we have an Issa V'Heter. Just don't see it. But suffice it to say that the Issa V'Heter holds like the Rashba, Mikaradin, the Klisheni is that Iriska Klisheni. We hold Mikaradin, Iriska Klishen, at least a little bit. At least the Kadei Klipa, maybe even more the Chatchila, as we mentioned earlier. So the question becomes like this. This is really a fundamentally a Yoredeah question. If I have a sink full of dishes, and I pour water from the sink, it hits first, it hits the fleshiks, then it hits the milchiks, how big is my exposure? Things become treif or not. The Ramah says nothing becomes treif. Comes along the Shach and says this Ramah is incorrect la'alacha. This Ramah, the source is the Issa V'Heter that we just saw in Rabbi Kivega. He holds that Iri is Kikli Sheni. He's only Machmir if it's a direct score, direct hit. But if it's slithering along, then not. That's the Psak of the Issa V'Heter. But we pass the Iri is Kikli Rishon. So if Iri is Kikli Rishon, Rabosai, says the Shach, if you have the hot water coming, it bangs into the flesh, it expands to the middle, condition, there should be treif. This is soap. In my opinion, no, it's not treif. Because Iru is Kikli Rishon only Kedei Klipa, we saw, Mikra Adin. Kedei Klipa is a very thin surface. And it's a thin surface, which in this case of pouring the hot water over fleshika and milchika and greasy dishes, you will never get them to be within one Kedei Klipa of each other. It's a very thin thing, like a peel of an apple. It's very thin. They'll never be within a Kedei Klipa of each other. As a result, one cannot be mavliya to the other one. The only place that we have it is, if we mentioned it last time, so earlier, you pour boiling water over tarnagolas to get rid of the feathers. So there, the problem is that the water hits the meat of the chicken, and it transfers taste from one capillary to another. They're microscopic. So therefore, there is a, within a clip of each other. But normally I pour it over the hot dishes and the flesh dishes and the milk dishes. Even if they're greasy, even if it's a little bit bad, it's still okay. Why? The Ramah, not so much because of the use of a heter that Iris Kikli Shane. Even if Iris Kikli Rishon, but it's only impacts on the Kadei Klipa. So it cannot force A to get absorbed into B, if A and B are more than a clip away from each other, which is always in our dishes. Only case when they're not is the neck of the chicken, when you were pouring the hot water over to get rid of the feathers. That's a problem. Because the capillaries is within the clip of each other. But normally, it never happens. That's my pshat in this Ramah. Ramah is something very similar in that Ramah and Yoredeya. To explain why the Ramah's makil, that if you pour hot water over greasy fleshiks, then it bangs into greasy milchiks, it's mutter anyway. So not within a kedei klipa of each other. Therefore, it's kikli sheni. Okay, Rabosai? I know it's almost out of time. We're already really out of time, but I need me a few more minutes just to discuss a couple of other small points. They're very important points, but they're relatively small points. One is, Rabosai, the status of a ladle. Ladle. Please take a look, if you don't mind, in the Mishnah Brewer, please. Take a look, if you don't mind. Mishnah Brewer. Take a quick look. Sifkotin Pei Zayin. Page 186. What does it say? We were here before. Yud Gimel. Mutal Liten Kitlan Shomayim Al Shomashkin Bekli Sheni. Says the Mishavur Pezayin. Kli Sheni Mikri Kishairu Mina Kli Rishon Shertichu Achana Vesocho. the sof klizeh. You fill up a cup from the urn, from the kettle. Umuter afilu imeyatza letusbo. Fine. Avalim shoe bikli reik on mitoch kli rishin. You take a soup ladle and you put it into the kli rishin while it's on the fire. Yesh omim the dinuk kli rishin. Ubifrat imashe hakli reik on mitoch wa shemale resichus vade mitoch kli rishin. For sure, if you leave it there long enough so it gathers enough heat, it can certainly be a kli rishin. Other than that, it's called a what? We're saying, again, if you take a ladle and pour it in, some say it's the status of kli rishon, especially there for a longer period of time, then it's vada kli rishon, it was a suffer kli rishon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Siv Shin Yud Ches, Siv Yud Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah elaborates upon it in Siv Katan, Pei Zion. So now, Rabbi Osai, what kind of status does this have, this ladle? What is its status? We're not exactly sure. We don't know. It's not clear to us over here. What status does it have? We're not exactly sure. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai, Sivkotten Mem Hey. Look at Sivkotten Mem Hey, please. Talk about the tea. It's page 182. Okay. He says, in towards the end of Mem Hei, at the 10th or 12th line in column 2 on page 182. Elim rotin pas yamtin kid achlodi atoletis, but barak, that's fine. O shalachala pachas, yisha bekaf minakdera, kdesh de akara. Is that a typo or something? What's there over there? What's the note? I can't read the notice. Hakara kli shlishi. Vekoshkan im rotz litin betzalim, etc., etc., etc. So he wants to say kli shlishi? What does that go? Oh, Ayala kaman sivkot and peizayim. He's not sure what the status of a ladle is. But here is more makel. There can be more makel when it comes to a ladle over here. And sivkot mehe with a tzira of other shittas of bishul, lacha bishul, and all kinds of other things. He has this, Rabosai, I'm not sure kli shlishi means anything. I told you before, the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole kli shlishi business in the first place. But over here, he's makel by a kli shlishi, by that an irui with a ladle, giving it a status of a kli shlishi. As I told you before, I'm not a fan of any heter based upon kli shlishi. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Siv Katan, Mem Hey. Ayin Pei Zayin, he wasn't sure. Pei Zayin, he wasn't sure. So, kind of a specs fake. But here we have the following cooler, which I think is a critical cooler. And I think it's an important cooler, which I don't find in too many places. It's a little known cooler, but I think it's a very important one that's going to save the day in almost all of our cases, for a reason which I'll explain momentarily. Page 86. These are both 86. 86. Oh, it's on, it's an arrow with a circle. Kuf Pei. Ayin Chazanish, he says, five lines up from the bottom of the first column. Shumavdil ben Kedeva Shagabi Aish. The Oz Amrina and the Din Akapka Klirishin. When you ladled it when it was on the fire still. Likedeva Shavira Me Agabi Aish. The Ein Al Masha Bekaf Eladin Shal Klisheni. This solves all the world's problems. We nowadays have a minig. We don't, generally speaking, ladle out from a pot that's on the fire. Some chumrah of Hagosa, which we spoke about briefly. The chumrah. Once you are ladling out from the pot and it's no longer on the fire, the chumrah of ladles does no longer apply. I'm a furshadin referring to the Chazanish. Shmir Shabbos called to be and Hara Kuf Pei. So therefore, I think it's room to be lenient somewhat that we're saying that the ladle is no longer considered to be a Klirishin if it's ladles out of Klirishin, which is no longer on the fire. Great, but my problem is so the ladle would be Klisheni. So the bowl would be a Klishlishi. I'm not a Klishlishi fan anyway. But okay. But Klishlishi at least helps you according to those poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, who have a more charitable view about Klishlishi than I have. Finally, there's this concept called the Dava Gush. Dava Gush. Take a look at Rabosa on page 189. Okay, page 189. Somewhere in here. Ah. It's the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yud Ches. Fafilu, it says small Kuf men. Fafilu miniach hachakach ala kora shut klisheni. Gam kein osur, to kam a poskim sovim de dover gush. Kos mashi at saletis vafilu be klisheni. Me mashel. But the Yavit rely on the poskim and say no. Even if it's Dava Gush, not Mavasha, but Klisheni. There are more Pasans, the Kul and Yeradeya, the Marashal of Samson being Machmir, and the Mogan Avram carried over the Chum of the Marashal to Hilchos Shabbos. A Dava Gush is a problem. One of my kids had a Chum one day from Eretz Yisrael, that when he had Cholent, which he put on his plate, right, clearly a Klisheni, he wouldn't put any salads on the whole plate. Why? After all, Dava Gush B'Klisheni, the hot potatoes and the cooked the lettuce. Rabbi Isai, I mean, I'm not against Chumras. If you want to do it, it doesn't bother me. So we used to give him a separate plate for his lettuce, you know. And we knew that this young man had to have a separate plate. I had a regular plate, but he had a separate plate. You mean to tell me that the Dava Gush is going to cook the lettuce? First of all, you don't want the lettuce to be cooked. It's anemoscopic. And it's not a psikration. It's not going to happen anyway. Lettuce going to feel cooked lettuce? I don't know. They're going to put them directly on top of the Dava Gush, on the potato. Can you put, there's a whole pimple, can you put ketchup on the potatoes? I mean, I asked about that whole thing. We spoke about ketchup with status as a few weeks ago. Yeah, at least I can begin to hear it. But the lettuce on the side, which may bump into it by mistake, oi, 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 I don't get... worried about these things, but some people are worried about it. I've also, we spent a few weeks talking about Bishul, and we really sort of scratched the surface, trying to cover as many fundamentals as we could. I'm sure Rabbi Stein can be mashlim, the things that we left out, because when we start next Thursday, Mr. Shem, it's a complete, it's like a new mesechta. It's Gzeiros Bishul. The Gzeiros Bishul are found primarily at the very beginning of Perikira, and not in Simen Shin Yud Ches, but rather Simen Reish Nun Gimel, and thereafter. It's a whole new limud beside the Shemaya next Thursday. Okay.